Hey, y'all. Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast brought to you by Third Axis Outfitters. Tim and Mike in studio for a little bit of a different type of intro.
Yeah.
What we usually do.
A little different.
We spent the weekend in our outdoor booth. I'm going to emphasize outdoor booth for a reason. at Hunting and Fishing Days at the DuQuoin State Fairgrounds here in Southern Illinois. And we recorded, I don't know, I put multiple because I don't really know how many we did, but
yeah,
we'll say we recorded multiple shows from our outdoor booth. I think we had six altogether, believe it or not.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of those are going to be combined into one because they were a little short, 7 or 8 minute segments, and
yeah,
others are, you know, in that 20 to 30 minute range or whatever. So, mm-hmm. There won't be six ultimately altogether, but
yeah,
at least
we
three,
had some quality guests.
We did.
Yeah.
A little disclaimer. I mentioned, we did have an outdoor booth, so sound quality will be a little bit different than what it is here in the studio. However, I was playing one of the shows back this morning, and it doesn't sound bad at all. So
nice.
I wrote that before I listened, but sound quality may not be an issue at all, although I thought it might. There were many distractions while recording, including but not limited to the multitude of duck and goose calls that were going on to our left.
We had a lot.
A waterfowl call maker that was set up, and I did it 6 or 7 hours a day. That's all you heard was duck and goose calls blowing over there.
Yeah.
We had the axe throwing going to our right.
Mm-hmm.
The random helicopter that flew over, and I thought for a minute it was going to land on the pavilion that we were under.
It sounded like it. It was pretty close.
And, you know, you never know when just some random kangaroo is just going to happen to, you know, stop by.
Yeah. Kangaroo.
That was interesting.
Oh, my God.
Camo the Clown, Mr. Dave Freeman, joined us, and it was fun.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Yep.
The wind and the dust sucked.
Yeah. But day two was the dusty day. Day one wasn't really too bad. Like, wasn't really dusty or windy, but
this Rodecaster that we record on, it took me a good solid 15, 20 minutes to wipe it all down. I started with compressed air. I was blowing all the air off of it, and then I came back with a Lysol wipe, and I was wiping it down. That's why there's like the little lint fabrics all over the place.
I was going to say, it's very shiny today, which is nice.
Got her all cleaned up, hopefully.
Yeah.
Anyway, we tried to keep those recordings shorter than our usual weekly show, so we kept them in that 20 to 30 minute range for the most part, and we will release those shows weekly along with our main show. So
yeah,
the main show goes out on Fridays, the other one will go out someday that's not Friday,
some other day.
Yeah
A non-Friday day.
That's right.
Yeah.
What'd you think about the show?
I thought it was pretty interesting. I've been to it before.
Yeah, but the first time you've ever been to it from the vendor side.
The backside, you
know, yeah. Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. Got to talk to a lot of people. And
yes.
Not even just about the podcast, just about hunting in general and getting ready for season. Yep. And, you know.
But everything, really.
Yep.
Yeah. Segues perfectly into this. We are very appreciative of everyone who stopped by and said hello, introduced themselves, supported us by buying merch.
Yep.
We moved a lot of merch.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I can't complain about that. And your son and my daughter were a huge help.
Yeah.
All weekend long, helping us out.
Rock stars.
Moving that merch while you and I goofed off and recorded podcasts.
Yeah.
And went and visited some campers and
ate food.
Drank a few beers.
Yeah. Well, a couple of them. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely did them.
It was a good time. Oh, man, here we go. Backwoods Bowhunter is proud to support and use our newest and latest and greatest sponsor, J&S Scents.
Love them.
You've been using J&S Scent for how many years?
Well, if that camel thing was 7 years, it's probably been about 6, 7 years
now.
Okay,
so yep. I told the owner of the company, Jeff, that I'll be honest with you, I have never used your scent brand, but that's all going to change. They have jumped on board with our podcast, J&S Scents. Always fresh, never frozen. And that is Jeff's guarantee that he takes very seriously, as we learned in the podcast. So there'll be an episode dedicated just to J&S that you'll hear. Some of my favorite products that I was excited about, the Scrape Rage Gel.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff. Chill Pills. And the very latest and greatest, newest, Squeeze a Pea.
Squeeze a Pea.
Squeeze a Pea, which will be featured on Dirty Jobs. I'm sure most people in the listening audience have probably seen Mike Rowe and Dirty Jobs on, I think it's on Discovery.
Yeah, I think you said Discovery.
Yeah, so that will air this December. Dirty Jobs stopped at JNSense and filmed an episode there. So. Yep. Pretty cool. You and I are going to go do the same thing. We're not going to film an episode.
Yeah, we're not going to film an episode there.
We might do some filming. I don't know. But we're going to go pay a visit and get into the nitty gritty and see how it's all done. And
definitely bottling our own pee.
You know, if you're gonna work together, you might as well go see what it's all about.
Hell yeah.
He came with us and did the podcast and saw what that was all about. So now we get to go see what collecting deer pee is all about.
Great guy.
So check out JNS Sense. You can do that at jssense.com, or you can call Jeff, the owner, directly at 618-614-4051. Again, 618-614-4051, and he will fill your order directly.
Yep. And he says he does not deliver on Fridays because it'd have to sit for an extra day before it got delivered, so he doesn't mess around.
Yes, that's how he takes Always Fresh very seriously.
Very seriously.
Also, Scent Crusher. I geek out when we start talking about ozone, and
you do get excited.
I do.
Yep.
When that family was in front of the booth and they were talking about it, I almost leaped over the table to get over there to just talk to them about
Excuse
ozone.
Excuse me.
I do love their gear bag and their closet, which of course runs the ozone system in it. Good stuff. And I matter of fact, Saturday was a warmer day than Sunday at the show, and my hat built up kind of a nasty, funky smell.
Yep.
Just from head sweat, and I brought it home that evening and threw it on a 10-minute ozone cycle, and smell gone.
Smell gone.
Smell gone. Let's see. Killer food plots. I'm using right now the Borderline, the Resurrection Clover, and the Deep Woods. You're using just the Deep Woods.
Yep.
The Borderline has grown remarkably well. I can't be happier. The Resurrection Clover was super slow to start for me, but we have been in an absolute drought.
And yep.
I know that's why, just not enough rain.
Yeah.
But we got that last rain, a week or so ago. I went out there this morning and checked it, and I'm actually seeing some sprouting clovers finally. You know?
There you go.
I already had some, but it was very patchy, and now it's starting to fill in more, so that's good. I also went this morning. This is the first time I've stepped foot into the woods. Just trying to stay out of there, getting ready for deer season, to check on the Deep Woods.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No?
Nothing. Now, what I think has happened, again, it's been a drought.
Yep.
That damn pack of turkeys that I'm getting, there were 7 of them this morning right outside this window, right here.
Good
right
Lord.
Outside our podcast window. Every time that I see them, that's where they're coming from, is that section of the woods.
Yeah. Like
that cone. If they enter the woods in the southeast corner here, that deep one of, I have two. I didn't go check the second one, but the first Deep Woods plot is only 30 or 40 yards in.
Yeah.
I think they've just destroyed the seed between them and the squirrels. And
yeah,
because I looked at that ground where I've raked it all out, cleared it, got it down to dry dirt. I don't see a seed one laying on it anymore. So I just think the critters of the forest took care of that for me.
Feed time.
Yep. Havilon Knives. You got yours hooked to you?
I have sweatpants on today, so it would have looked awkward. I thought about putting it on, but it would pull my pants down.
I do have my Havilon hooked to me everywhere I go.
I do take mine everywhere when I don't have sweatpants on.
Gotcha. Let's see. Where else can we go here? Charred Oak Q. That's where you can get seasonings for your venison. So when you put your put your deer on the ground and you want to throw it on the grill, hook that backstrap up on the grill, you got to flavor it, right?
Yeah, you have to.
All right. You can check out Charred Oak Q for that.
Nice.
Other than that, keep in mind, like I said, it was an outdoor show, and enjoy the little episodes. I mean, I think there's some good stuff that came from it.
Yeah. So. I hear some good conversation in there and some little bit of humor. Once in a while, we throw that in there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think Jeff did blush a little bit when we talked about our children.
Yes, he did. It was a good time. So anyway, enjoy all of them, and we look forward to doing it at the next show.
Absolutely.
It's the mystical flight of the arrow traveling downrange, searching for its next target. The thrill of chasing the elusive whitetail buck, as it slips through the tall oaks. That encounter with a bull elk that is so close, you can feel its breath. The hair that stands up on your neck when you hear that long-bearded turkey gobble in the spring. It's our passion. It's our tradition. It's Backwoods Bow Hunter. And now, it's time to go full draw in the backwoods.
Backwoods Bow Hunter Podcast. We're
here live.
Recording from
sort of
Southern Illinois' hunting and fishing days.
You know what's weird?
Outdoors. So if you hear axes being thrown to my right or people blowing Canadian goose calls to my left,
yeah,
that is annoying the shit out of us as much as it probably is across your Spotify's and your Apples and your whatever's.
The good geese calling guys aren't so bad, but it's these shitty ones that are blowing me away.
The ones that sound like they got the COVIDs?
Yeah. Sounds like my turkey call. Yeah. Not so good.
But this is hunting and fishing day, so we've got a little slate of podcast episodes we're going to be doing. So
hey, you guys are going to be excited with some of these guests that we got coming on.
Well, I don't know about that, but
I mean, it's not as big as me and you.
No.
But, you know, it's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be real.
Yeah. I mean, we're pretty real.
So we will say right up front, we apologize for the background noise. That's something we can't control. We are in an outdoor booth, and there are outdoor things going on. So there's all kinds of noise and cluck-clucks and axes going on.
That kid just hit a pretty good shot over there.
Did he?
Yeah.
So we have later today, we're going to have... Well, let's talk about what we're going to do. So
okay.
The plan here is we're going to do multiple 20, 30-minute shows here on site.
Yep.
And then over the course of the next handful of weeks, we'll release one of those here and there until we get through them.
Hell yeah.
So they're going to be shorter episodes, but we're going to have J&S Scent Company come on.
Yes, we are.
I believe today.
Yep, J&S will be on today.
And then we have Hurricane Marsh Outfitters tomorrow, that's right?
Pretty solid one. Yep, they're going to come on tomorrow.
What was the other one? Nose Down. Nose Down Scents.
And then we're going to have...
I don't know when on them, but Fishing Folk.
Yeah, I'm not even really sure what their name is, but they will let us know when they get over here. But they sell and make their own crappie and bass jigs.
Where are they out of?
I want to say Murfreesboro. Okay. I remember talking to them last year. I bought a couple of their jigs last year.
All right.
Yep.
Didn't know. You never know with this show. There's some local and some that are scattered out. Like Hurricane Marsh, they're from O'Fallon, Missouri. I don't know where the hell that's at, but
it's in Missouri.
That's where he said he was at.
It's over the border.
Over in the Moo?
Mm-hmm.
The Mo?
Yeah. In Motown.
We are from today, 1 week.
Oh,
one week away from now. When you hear this episode, it may not be 1 week away. But
no, we may be past it.
We are 1 week away from archery season in Southern Illinois, or in Illinois, period.
It's going to be pretty exciting.
Are you excited about it?
I'm extremely excited about it. Everyone's out here buying, getting their gear ready for next week. They're buying their cover scents, which J&S sent. They've got a new product they're going to talk about. I'm not even going to talk any further about it. I'm going to let them do it because they're the professionals.
I'm kind of fired up about it. I want to hear about it.
Oh,
I've already got it pulled up on my phone so I can ask questions.
It looked legit as hell.
Got to ask questions.
We got to ax them.
Yep.
Speaking of axing,
yep.
These guys over here throwing axes like crazy. We're being canceled. No, we're not. We're just going. We're just getting started today.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know if it's legal to have adult beverages in here.
I don't think so.
But we did.
What were they selling over there at the... over there by that food vendor, they had drinks. Was that...
Were those alcohol drinks?
That's what I'm asking you.
I didn't look. We're going to have to go back and check that out because if it's alcohol drinks, we'll probably have to go back.
Or just get our own.
Balloon tits. Yeah.
So
some people are looking at us funky.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't care either.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for doing your part.
I'd appreciate not having this big-ass line right in front of me, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all right.
We're having a good show. I mean, we are moving product.
Yeah.
So we have product, our own merch is being sold here, as well as we have bow sights. We have Scent Crusher products, of course.
Oh, yeah. Trying to push them
Grim
closets.
Reaper broadheads.
Yep.
Yeah, the Scent Crusher closets are here. QAD Exodus broadheads are over there.
I did see those. I've never seen those before at your shop.
Oh, they've been there.
First time I've seen them, Tim.
I don't know what to tell you, son.
I apologize.
You're blind.
Yeah. Well, anyway. We did have to improvise on a few things. We've got a banner behind us. Mm-hmm. You guys can't see it, obviously, on here, but we got a banner behind us, and it was blowing like crazy. So we did some engineering, and it came out pretty well.
Right about now, I'd be getting smacked in the back of the head with it.
Oh, you would have been.
Yeah.
Either that or we turned around, and we'd be looking at the back of it right now.
It's a kick-ass banner, though.
It is a badass banner.
It was completely facing the other way the last time I walked up here before we tied it down.
Yeah. Now that we got her tied down, though. Hey, it was kind of funny. I don't think he's over there, so I could talk shit right now. There's a guy there earlier. I don't know if he's with that group or not, but he threw the axe, and he turned around talking to the guys like, oh, my rotation's off right now. Is that a thing? Is that a thing, your rotation being off?
It could be, I guess. I don't know.
Hell, I don't know. But his rotation was off, so, I mean, that was his excuse.
So these cats here are out of the, I believe, because I remember seeing that guy, the one that's up there with the hat backwards. I believe those are the axe-throwing guys out of Marion over there.
Yeah, I heard him talking earlier. I bet they'll come on later,
I tried
too.
That.
Did you?
Yeah, so it was me and two other guys went and did that, and the other two guys did a pretty decent job. They could pretty much hit them every time. And
was your rotation off?
I think my rotation was off. My hips were off.
Yeah.
I didn't wear the right shoes.
Yeah, were you just throwing it like a little limpy?
Yeah, I had a little limp wrist going
on.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
I didn't want to say it. I don't want to be canceled again.
I was sticking like one out of every 25, maybe.
Really?
Yeah, well, I was good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
One out of every 25.
Live action.
It was live action.
Yeah. Okay. You know, that guy was here 2 years ago.
What guy?
Live action. I don't know his name, Turtle Man.
Oh.
I don't know if he has a real name. As far as I know, it's Turtle Man.
Yeah.
But, he was here 2 years ago. Hey, we're also going to have a bona fide clown on here, not just me and you.
Well, I haven't asked him yet.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will.
Every time we go in there and see Camo the Clown, he's got a line. So
yeah.
I ain't standing in line.
If he knows what's good for him, if he really wants to blow up,
right,
he'll get on this here show.
He's best friends with the Bass Pro Shop CEO, so I'm not sure he needs us to blow up. he might blow up.
So you're putting the CEO of Bass Pro above our popularity?
Huh. Well,
you're losing faith in us, buddy.
Hey, I want to be a capuchin monkey.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's
why. You can't put a whole lot of effort into your show when you want to be a capuchin monkey.
I think if you were already a capuchin monkey, he would definitely not come on our show. He would be here.
You know what's nice about the Backwoods Bowhunter podcast?
What?
Is when you go mobile, you can bring the soundboard with you.
Yeah. That's pretty fancy.
Because I know our loyal listeners are very well aware of the fact that we soundboard the hell out of everything.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to talk about Whisker Biscuits.
Whisker Biscuits? They're here.
You want to talk about them?
You don't have a Whisker Biscuit here, but other people do. I've seen them.
Like in the flesh?
My wife's right behind us.
I haven't seen any per se, but
what Whisker Biscuits I've seen.
I'm assuming there's... Yeah. Okay.
Well, hey, just to be clear... We're not totally just...
To be clear.
We're not abandoning our station behind us. We do have our two knuckleheaded children running it.
Yes.
And they told us that they do better sales when we're not there because we're... I don't know if it was ugly they used, intimidating, mean. I don't know what word they said. It was hurtful, though.
I think I heard ugly and intimidating, actually.
Yeah. It's not very nice of them. We got Tyler behind us.
Yep. We need to get Tyler on here.
Tyler!
Or Elena. She's prettier.
Well, yeah, that definitely.
Come over here and sit down, child.
The good thing is the ugly ones aren't.
No, she's making a transaction here.
Oh. Grab you a headset. We're gonna get Tyler on here. He's pretty popular with the guys.
Maybe Slowpoke is pretty slow downstairs.
This is Mike on.
But he's pretty fast upstairs in the cabeza.
That's you.
That's you, Tyler. Which mic are you on? Talk.
Hello.
There you are.
Yeah, you're one of them. I don't know which one.
Yeah.
I think you're four. Are you ready for deer season?
Yeah.
He's not a good guest.
He's terrible. He has to go to work today, too. Poor bastard.
Really?
I just don't deer hunt like I used to.
Why?
I go out all the time. And
chasing ladies? That's not it?
No, I just found out that I enjoyed waterfowl hunting a lot more.
Ah. Really? See, I went the opposite direction. I used to be a big waterfowl hunter and just a part-time bow hunter, and I decided that I was more into the bow hunting whitetails than I was the chasing ducks.
It's just hard not having that many places to hunt, I guess.
Yeah.
I tried to help him out.
Well, you go public land hunting for waterfowl, right?
Yeah.
How does that differ from public land hunting for whitetails?
I guess it's easier to kill ducks than it is a nice deer.
Okay. Now we're getting down to the nuts and berries.
Looking for the path of least resistance here.
Yep, yep.
That's what it is. Yeah.
I appreciate that. I appreciate your honesty.
About as sharp as a bowling ball.
Hey. Well, not talk about you like that.
Yeah. What time you got to go to work today?
I'll probably leave here about 1:30.
Okay. You going to make it on time or you going to be late?
No, I'll make it on time.
Okay.
Which prison are you at?
Menard.
Oh, you got to go all the way to Chester.
Mm-hmm.
You live in Benton?
Yep.
Gee whiz.
Sheesh.
That sucks.
About an hour and 15 every day.
Can you not transfer?
I can, but I got to have 18 months in before I put my name on the list.
He's still a virgin right now over there.
I'm assuming that's the plan, though.
Yeah.
Or are you happy in Menard?
I mean, I am. I like the guys I work with, but...
Is it still the intake facility for Illinois?
Yep.
Yeah.
And... I don't know. I'd say I'd put my name on the list, and I get the call and make my mind up then. But
he's made a lot of good friends behind bars.
Oh, I imagine.
Yeah,
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 yeah.
I mean, he's a good-looking feller. I can see how the inmates like him.
Two men ought not lay together.
Oh, they don't lay. It's all standing. It's all shower time, right, Tyler?
So, are you bow hunting, gun hunting at all for deer?
I'll probably go first couple days of October and then wait till gun season.
Really? Have you put in any legwork, like scouting or nothing? Have you been shooting your bow?
No.
Oh, Lord.
What the hell?
Hard to get out and do anything working second shift.
Yeah. All right.
I'll give you that.
I won't.
Hey, we could have went Wednesday. We were both home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead, we went out for dinner and ate food. Well, Mikey was at work.
You went out for dinner and ate food?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had a lot of food.
What else do you go out for dinner?
Whisker biscuits.
Oh, that kind of dinner.
Okay. Yeah. 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 A little prison pie.
We might be losing listeners here.
Yeah, I think so. I apologize. I don't do that. Never. So
are you guys pulling people in here to talk or...
Right now, we're just goofing off and recording a little bit of an introduction, and then we're going to pull some people in.
Yeah.
We've got, you missed the beginning of this, so we've got, three or four coming on? Three or four brands?
Yeah.
J&S is coming on, Nose Down is coming on, Hurricane, whatever they were.
Hurricane Marsh.
They're coming on.
Crossed Away, they're coming on.
Camo the Clown.
Okay, maybe Camo.
I've already booked them, but we haven't talked to them yet. Tim's a little concerned with his schedule that we might not be able to get him on here, but.
Just have to catch him when he don't have a big-ass line.
Yeah, he did have a line of people trying to take pictures. That's how we are. We barely got on here, all the pictures we were taking.
I think the dude next door doing the balloons is scarier than Camo. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, inside,
yeah. Yeah, he's got the painted beard and all that.
That's creepy. Like,
that guy's creepier than Camo is.
Wonder if they can hear all the calling.
On here?
Yeah.
Can you hear it? Through your headset? If you can hear it through your headset, they can hear it on the podcast, yeah.
That's annoying shit.
It is, yes.
It hasn't been terrible, though.
We gave a little disclaimer on it ahead of time.
As soon as
so
you said that,
know.
Yeah, as soon as I said, someone had to start going stupid with it. Start going ham and cheese on it.
Yeah.
You really got it started, though. It was pretty quiet until your knuckleheaded ass decided to walk over there and start hitting one.
I had to try it out. He's a good salesman.
Where's your duck hole? Where do you go? Don't give away any secrets here, but I mean,
Wren Lake. There's no secret.
You go do the what do they call that? The draw.
I'll go there first, probably opening week. It's where they're all going to be, but I don't mess with it too much. I just open lake hunt.
Did you know that stupid ass? Did you listen to the episode we just recorded that we put out?
Yeah.
Yesterday. So you heard the Secretary of Agriculture thing with the...
No, I didn't make it that far.
Okay. So that's been rescinded, and I'm assuming somebody smacked the shit out of him and said,
really?
Hey, you're an idiot.
Okay. You know?
So our Secretary of Agriculture in this, under the Biden administration, has passed a rule that if you... Because duck season opened in Canada. So if you go to Canada to duck hunt, you cannot bring your ducks across the border...
Yeah.
Due to avian flu.
Because the geese fly in and ducks fly in.
The fact that they're migratory and that they fly from Canada to Mexico every damn year. No, forget that. You can't drive them across the border because of the avian flu.
It's not healthy.
So somebody...
It's a well thought through process.
Yeah, very well. And apparently somebody smacked the shit out of this guy and said, you're an idiot. So they've rescinded that now. So
yeah. Well, that's a good thing.
It's no longer a thing.
Maybe they heard our show.
And
they realized how disappointed we were with that theory.
Yeah, there's no doubt that we made progress in that.
Yeah. We pushed that initiative across.
Yeah. We aired it yesterday, and then by that afternoon it was rescinded. So, yeah. I mean, it obviously had something to do with us.
Or something.
Yeah.
I was talking to some guy inside. Do you know the Marion Reservoir is private now?
I did not.
Somebody bought it.
Wow.
And it's an outfitter now.
For waterfowl?
Yep.
I did not know that.
I didn't see the price of that.
That chick just hit the ceiling over there on the axe throwing thing. She's really letting them loose over there.
She's better than me.
1 out of 25 for Tim.
You ever done that?
Yeah.
Can you stick more than 1 out of 25?
I'd probably put them right in the center every time.
Oh, shit. Shut up. You're so full of crap.
I'm gonna watch you get in line as soon as you jump off of here, and I'm going to see you do that.
Uh-oh, he's replacing boards already.
Yeah, I'm going to pause because I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I just let everybody know that the Backwoods Bow Hunter has the best booth on here today. It's got free koozies, free t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. Now, me and Mike did drop the ball on that earlier. We kind of forgot about the free shirts. Now, the koozies we didn't. You did get one.
I did take one. I think the people working the booth might be slacking on the free t-shirts right now.
Yeah, I think they think they're just going to get extra shirts at home.
They're totally slacking.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you guys had so many shirts.
Yeah, so we used to, when we were under the Illinois Bow Hunter umbrella, we used to come to hunting and fishing days, and a lot of that is still from doing it then. And then we've added a few.
Yeah. Did you see the new Whiskey and Whitetail one?
Yeah, I like that one and the Blue Line Badass shirt.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Those are probably...
You damn right you like the Blue Line Badass.
You don't like my canine tracking shirt?
It's okay.
You're not going to go deer hunting. You're not going to need a canine to track it.
No.
Well, I don't need a tracking dog.
Oh, shit.
I got the best shot placement.
You're just that good, right? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Just that solid.
Uh-huh. The best shot placement.
You can ask Todd about that.
We got a...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We got to find a... soundbite of some sort for that. I don't know what it's going to be.
He gut shot the hell out of the weirdest deer I've ever seen in my life up there.
It was like part albino. It was weird looking.
How'd you shoot it?
I hit him two good whacks with it. That one plumb near cut his head in two.
Exactly.
That's how you did it.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Minus the head part. The guts were all over the place.
That'll do the job.
Because you were hunting over by me. And this deer has made the weirdest noise I've ever heard in my life.
It did. It was kind of creepy.
What was it?
It sounded like it was getting graped.
Did it sound like this?
No.
No, it wasn't.
No. No, it was definitely scarier than that. It sounded like a damn Sam Squanch.
You can do it. You have enough sound bites.
Yeah, he's filled up. I don't have any room on the board anymore.
Yeah. No, he's already wrote down some more to delete some of my other nonsense.
We're going to have to delete old ones to put in new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One free hand job.
For who? Who are you offering it to?
Oh. Tyler's the first guest, so I guess that's who gets it.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, Tyler, sorry to waste your time. Thanks for coming on.
I guarantee you he'll be listening to this episode.
Think so?
I think so.
Gotta have something to do on my way to work.
He's a dedicated listener. I give a handful of people credit, and he's one of them.
So one of our three downloads every week is
one
Tyler.
One of our three solids is Tyler.
Cool.
I've thought about sending emails in for a review, too.
You should. We'll read them.
Yeah.
Why not?
We'll put you right on the air. We ain't scared. Hey, this guy's an axe-whizzing genius over here.
All right, Will.
Yeah. Hey, that was a good intro, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to get prepped for J&S Sense, and then we'll actually have some content here.
Yeah. Those guys are really going to blow our minds. We'll have to, think about shit. Well, you'll think about shit. I'll just say dumb comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're the one that uses their product. I have to be 100% transparent and say I have never used any of their scents. So
I use the shit out of it.
I'm not going to be the guy to speak on that. But
okay.
All right.
I'll let them know. I ain't scared.
Roger that.
Okay.
Tune in next.
Yep.
The official Elena Jarvis is on the Backwoods Boner podcast.
She's here.
Hello.
So on the, what do they call that, the tweeter?
The tweeter.
Twitter?
Yeah, that one.
Same difference.
So when you're official, you get the Elena Jarvis.
Oh, yeah. Do I get the little blue check mark and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so you have that on this show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're big time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You've made it if you're on this show.
Yeah.
You've made something. I don't know.
Hey, look what we did for Camel the Clown.
What the hell?
He was on here yesterday. Now he's got his own show here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You might have your own show tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I heard even after he left the show, he became best friends with Johnny Morris, the CEO of Bass Pro Shops.
That's, well,
That might have been before.
Before?
No, I don't think so. I think it came after
30 this. Years ago?
Yeah.
Ish.
Anyway. How's your show? How's it going?
It's pretty good. Selling a lot. Doing great.
So you are my merch person. You're the...
Sure am.
You're the one over there peddling product.
Making the deals. Yeah.
Making the deals.
Yep. Her assistant quit today.
Yeah.
About noon, he bailed out.
Yeah.
He was kind of a burden anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. On my own today.
Solo.
See.
Seemed to be handling it just fine.
Yeah. Doing great. Selling lots of things.
Making money hand over fist.
Mm. Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, good. So, are you looking forward to our upcoming archery season?
Oh, for sure. I'm excited.
Fired up and ready to go?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
You got anything picked out? Any of the deer that you've seen move through? You got them all picked out? Got that one? That's my target?
Not yet, but sure will.
What about those turkeys?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. All of them are gone.
That's fine by me.
If you need me to come out there and call them in, you let me know.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's kind of my thing.
Yeah, yeah, you're a professional at that.
Pretty much.
Well, we were talking about a little bit ago. I had resurrection clover has been a little slow to come in because it's been so dry. But what amount of clover has came in has just been completely shredded apart by a group of eight turkeys and then the does that have been frequently visiting it every day. So before we even get to October 1, I don't think we're going to have a plant left.
No. No.
So maybe I will have those turkeys scoped out.
What I think is interesting, too, that property, we see turkey on it in the spring, but not every year. So, this year we'll see them, or, just as an example, we may have seen them this past spring, but then last spring we never saw a bird. And then maybe the spring before that we'll see turkeys. They're very, just super hit and miss.
Very weird.
Right. But ever since that food plot went in, they're there every morning and almost every evening out there,
eating your food.
How do they know? Yeah. How do they know it was there? You go from not anywhere, nowhere near me, to all of a sudden you're frequently visiting.
It's crazy.
That goes to show you they know how to communicate because they went and got all their buddies. They're like, hey, I found some clover over here.
Yeah.
And now you got 10, 15 of them.
Having a feast.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need to communicate with the big bucks and let them know
right.
that there's some clover over there.
Yeah.
Hope so. Speaking of that, how fired up are you about this new property acquisition that we
have? I'm excited. I really am. All the new things we're going to do to it, too, you know.
Yeah, she went she made a few treks out there with me to work on some stuff. And
nice.
Get it all fired up.
Yep.
Can't wait.
The crick.
The crick.
The crick. You got to have a crick.
I wish the crick had some water in it. We have a dry crick.
Yeah. I can bring a couple water buckets out there, maybe.
You might need more than a couple. We're not going to be able to do it this year because that's going to be too much human intrusion. But as that crick goes north, we're going to need to clean out some of that timber and stuff that's fell through there.
Yeah.
Clean that up a little.
You know what you could do?
No.
When your dad doesn't know, run the garden hose to the end of it. Let that sucker run for about, I don't know, 30, 40 hours.
Well, the first thing she's going to have to do is borrow about 25 water hoses.
Yeah. Because
maybe more than that.
Yeah,
quite a few more than that, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the creek's quite a clip away from our water spigot. So
stick with the buckets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can do it manually. Or take the...
Your brother loves labor. So have him tote the 5-gallon water buckets out there.
Yeah.
He's fascinated with doing labor.
I'll give you $5, kid. Here. Help me out.
So what else are you looking forward to? We got the archery season coming up. Turkeys, obviously. Got anything you're excited about?
Not really. I'm just excited to get out in the blind and start hunting.
I'm working on... they don't happen until we fire up the show, and then all of a sudden we got to start.
He has not run that drill all day.
Nope.
Aggravating. That's embarrassing right there.
That is embarrassing.
That's extremely embarrassing.
A dry fire segment that we haven't done since we've been here. What dry fires my bow is these goofballs blowing duck and goose calls to our left, and then whatever this nonsense is over it. Well, the axe throwing doesn't even bother me that much, but it's all that weird drilling.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, they're done.
I'm working on a hunt in Oklahoma, if I can get them to break it up. So it's a hog hunt and a ram hunt. I want to kill the doll sheep, and I was going to put you on the hog because I don't necessarily have to do that again.
Count me in.
So I'm trying to pull that off. Huh. But I don't know if they'll let me split it up like that.
They may.
They might.
Of course,
you've got away with words, Tim.
If you give them a little puppy dog eyes.
It's through an outfitter, but I mean, I may never even get an opportunity at the ram anyway. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I give them puppy dog eyes?
No, me.
Oh.
Mm. Lord knows it wouldn't work for you.
I was going to say that'd be really embarrassing. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, what a douche I am.
Bazinga.
That's embarrassing.
Me or your dad?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yep, it is fair enough.
Hey, at least our legs aren't broken.
Hey, that is true. That was uncalled for. Thing.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize.
She's missing 3 weeks of volleyball season because of this.
Yeah.
That sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, really does. Me and Mike aren't friends right now.
That's not true. We don't have beef.
Yes, we do.
We're still tight.
No.
We'll be fist bumping before the end of the show.
We'll see.
Wow. She can really hold a grudge.
Hey, you did buy me kettle corn earlier, so.
So now we're even again.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is true.
We're back.
Yeah.
All right.
We've patched that rocky relationship up.
That was quick.
Well, you got anything you want to add? I was just going to be a little short and simple, say hello, and see if you were looking forward to the archery season.
Nope. I think that pretty well wraps it up.
You going out next weekend?
For what?
Son of a...
Well, no, I can't. Well, I could if I went early in the morning.
Yeah. That's what
you're
going to
do. But then I have homecoming, so... Hunting in the morning, homecoming in the evening.
Now that's a redneck life right there.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you that she earned the nickname at a pretty young age? I gave it to her. And then what's that restaurant that they're critical of you the whole time you're there? They like belittle the hell out of you while you're eating dinner.
You got Dick's Last Resort.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. So I from a young age I called her my redneck princess because she always would try to dress like a princess and have her little dresses on and all that sort of thing, but do redneck things. So she'd be out there fishing in her princess dress, and it may even be like a real princess dress. She may have like Cinderella's replica dress on, and we're talking at a young,
12, 13.
It was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, right.
So and be out where's there bass proof? Fishing or bluegill fishing in her princess dress, you know. So I always nicknamed her the Redneck Princess. Well, we were at Dick's Last Resort in Gatlinburg, and you know, they put these big goofy tall hats on your head, and then they nickname you whatever they want you to be. Well, for her, I hadn't told them the story. They had no idea. They wrote Redneck Princess on her hat.
This is true.
Wow.
I kept that hat for a while. Don't know what I did with it, but I don't have it anymore. But everybody got, like, crazy hat things, and then I just got Redneck Princess. I was like, okay, I'll take it.
Yep.
Sold.
I don't even remember what mine was, but...
Who knows?
Yeah. Mm. But anyway... you got to go back to work. I'm not paying you to sit over here and talk on the podcast.
Goodness,
so
okay.
Go over there.
You're my making sales like you did. I'll tell you that.
No. I haven't seen a customer come through our booth since she's been over there.
Look, she's walking away. She don't even care.
Right?
She's giving me the dirty eye. So look at her. She's trying to take her picture.
Okay. We had to get quiet for a picture.
Yeah.
But now we're better.
Right.
I'm over it.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm going to do my damnedest to put you on a quality deer this year. So...
Sounds great
to
me.
But you got
to
be out there.
Oh,
that's the key.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't shoot it from your bedroom.
This is true.
All right.
Yeah.
Go back to work.
Okay. All right. See ya.